local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. Public health officials announced the first known vaping-related death in L.A. County.
This brings a number of deaths in the U.S. from a mysterious lung disease linked to vaping up to four. There have been 11 other cases reported in L.A. County. All of them required hospitalization. Hundreds of similar cases have been reported throughout the country. Public health officials are trying to figure out what's causing the illness.
I mean, at this point, given the number of cases that we're seeing, given the fact that we're now at four deaths, given the fact that we are crossing all age groups and all types of health, our recommendation, along with our federal partners, the CDC, is that people, if you don't have to vape, don't do it right now. There really is a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of information that still needs to be gathered, and we think it's wise to stay away from this until we understand what the implications are.
LA County Public Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis says the one death here was in an older adult with chronic underlying health conditions. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Trade groups for California builders say President Trump's tariffs on China have deepened the state's housing crisis. The head of the California Building Industry Association, Dan Dunmoyer, tells KNX the tariffs make lumber and steel more expensive and increase the cost of an average home.
When you add another $10,000, $20,000, from an external source, that just compounds the problem and just makes it harder for California families to purchase their home.
He says the state is now seeing around a 20% dip in home building at a time of an acute shortage of new housing.
Authorities say they have been able to identify 18 of the 34 victims of the tragic dive boat fire off Santa Cruz Island, but they're still looking for the remains of the last victim. We have in-depth team coverage.
Divers are already trying to bring the Conception back to the surface. The boat burned and then sank in about 64 feet of water, and it's upside down. And on top of that, there may be a body inside or under the wreckage. The Coast Guard says it's a complicated process.
Salvage operations can take some time, so it's not a hurry up and lift and be placed on the barge. It's an incremental effort.
And preserving evidence will be crucial. The National Response Team, the ATF's elite fire investigative unit, will be trying to find the cause and origin of the deadly fire. Among the team members,
forensic mapping specialists, explosive enforcement officers, fire protection engineers.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says authorities have been successful in getting in touch with relatives of all 34 people who died.
The last family to be contacted was the mother of one of the victims, who lives in Japan.
Many of those who died were from Northern California. Two were from Santa Monica, another from Anaheim. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
The owners of the Conception took legal steps to shield themselves from financial liability even before the last body was retrieved from the burnt wreckage.
It is perfectly legal and used often. In fact, the so-called Limitation of Liability Act dates back to 1851. It was even used by the owners of the Titanic after it went down.
The owners of the Conception dive boat, Truth Aquatics, filed a Limitation of Liability action in federal court yesterday.
Robert Mongalusi is an attorney specializing in maritime law and accident liability cases.
That tells me their primary concern is themselves, money, and certainly not the victims of this devastating catastrophe.
Basically, the law says the owners are liable only for the value of the vessel after the accident. In this case, the value is zero. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070, News Radio.
You can hear more tonight at 8 o'clock on KNX In Depth. More mosquitoes with West Nile virus have been found in L.A. County. They were in four new areas: Montebello, Santa Fe Springs, South Whittier, and Woodland Hills.
The difference that we're seeing this year compared to last year is that we actually had a slow start. So last year we started seeing activity within June, but because of this year's, you know, cooler temperatures in the early summer, it kind of delayed some of the activity, but now we're kind of catching up.
Anais Medina-Diaz with the Greater L.A. County Vector Control Districts tells KNX West Nile activity will continue to pick up as long as the temperatures at night remain on the warmer side.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.